Hello, everyone, and welcome to Youth English. 欢迎大家再次收听趣味青春英语，这里是 Rose O'Brien. Hello, Rose.
Hi, Brian.
Well, today we're going to talk about something...Well, about grammar.
Yeah, so it's sort of about grammar,and I think it's very important because I do hear a lot of people try to use sophisticated English words, but they don't know the opposites, and so it makes them sound a little uneducated. So I'm going to help you guys today with some words and their opposites. Okay?
今天呢，我们来聊一聊词的前缀。前缀应该不用过多的解释啊，大家都知道英语当中有词根，可能有前缀，可能有后缀，那加上了前缀或者后缀呢，有可能是完全不同的意思，甚至是相反的意思。 So that's what we're going to discuss today.
Yes.
Rose, can you give us an example?
Yes, so first we're going to deal with words that have a root word, which is the main word, and then their opposite, you just put D-I-S in front of it, I-N in front of itI am in front of it. Yes. Okay, so let me give you an example.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to give you the root word, Brian.
All right.
And you're, and you're going to give me the opposite.
I'll try.
Okay. So we have the word advantage.
Disadvantage.
Exactly. So we have advantage and disadvantage.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's difficult to tell which prefix you should use.
Yes, which is why you should look before you use it.
Yeah, because I was thinking about one word to encourage. And, courage and discourage.
We have courage. Okay, so we have, what did you say, encourage?
Courage, encourage, discourage.
Okay, but we have encourage also.
Yeah.
E-N.
Yeah.
So be careful because there could be different meanings.
Yeah, 我们说啊，这个词的前缀不同，当然有时候是后缀不同啊，可能是非常非常不同的意思，甚至是相反的意思。后缀也有这种情况啊，比如说如果是后缀的话呢 ，fear, fearless 等等。但是今天 we're going to talk about prefixes.
Exactly.
And yeah, a lot of these prefixes can totally set the meaning of the word to the opposite side, like what we've given you the examples. But there are so many of them. So you test me for only one.
I tested you for only one.
Bring on some more.
Okay.
I like this one.
Okay, so we have continue.
Discontinue.
Very good. So you would say something like, she always continues to bother me. And you can say, she discontinued bothering me because blah, 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 blah.
Or discontinue her.
Don't say that.
No, just continue. So we said there are like prefixes that would mean the opposite meaning, but there are so many of them, like D-I-S.
Yes, there are. And then there are some, basically, thatit means one thing, and then the opposite means something different. For example, order.
Disorder.
Exactly. So if you order something in a restaurant, the opposite is not disorder. And disorder is when something is wrong with you.
Yeah, so basically these two words, order and disorder, are both nouns.
Yes.
You know, if something's in order, it means something.
Well, also order, yes, in order. That would be different. Those are two different words. But
in order are two words, right?
No, that's in order, two words, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, order is a verb.
Yeah, in that part, order is a verb. So to order...点餐你不能说啊我要 disorder, 我不点了这个就不对了啊 disorder 是我们说的什么呢应该叫做不协调症啊这个等等等等或者说是混乱啊都可以用这个词。
Yes, and to actually keep it from being a little too confusing, I will just go ahead and use the right words and their correct opposites.
Okay, let's
do that. So we'll go with qualified.
Qualified 是什么意思呢通过了。那 disqualified 就是什么
Exactly.
没通过
Okay, so you can say the soccer player was disqualified for spitting and kicking.
He should be. Well, yeah, it's sometimes very confusing, especially with this prefix, D-I-S.
Yes.
Because for other prefixes, they're either used before a noun or used before a verb. And for this one, it can be done with both.
Yeah.
DIS 这个前缀有点奇怪啊，我们说了一般的前缀有的是加在名词之前，有的是加在动词之前，都是设计好了的，但是这个 DIS 名词动词前边都有可能出现。比如说我们刚才说的这个 disqualify， 这个 qualify 是一个动词，那刚才说的 disorder， order 这里是一个名词。So this DIS is pretty confusing, and to be sure of what you should use, I mean, what prefixes you should use, I would suggest you, if it's the first time, ask someone that's a native English speaker.
Or just listen to the show.
Yeah, listen to the show, that's a great way. Or look into the dictionary.
Well, okay, yeah. But sometimes the dictionary,
yeah,
it doesn't explain to you which one to use.
That's true.
But it's okay, just always ask, you can always ask.
Yep.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Satisfied.
Dissatisfied.
Right, dissatisfied. Absolutely.
Come on, hit me with another one. We've been using DIS all the time. This
okay.
is not a challenge anymore.
Legal.
Illegal.
Very good. So these ones are IL, so we have legal, illegal. So you can say that Brian sped through the red light, and that is illegal.
Mm. Well, I never did that.
Just
for the
in
record.
Case the police officer is listening.
I never did that for the record.
Okay, so then we have legible.
Legible.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be illegible.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure about that.
Okay, then you're not sure because yes, you're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
What does legible mean?
Legible means that you're kind of you're qualified for something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, maybe not. Okay, so the way we use legible in English more commonly is when you're writing. So you know how when you write, say, your name or writing a paper and it's really sloppy?
Mm-hmm.
When you say, write legibly, please, it means write so I can read your writing. So it's readable.
Okay.
So, yes. Yeah, so if I say it's illegible or you wrote it illegibly, that means I cannot read it. It's too sloppy.
All right. Yeah, so there are so many of these similar words that would use either an I or I am, sometimes IR.
Like responsible or irresponsible.
Yeah, replaceable, irreplaceable.
Yes.
IR only happen when it's before a word that starts with an R.
Right.
So, yeah, these can be a long process for you to manage which prefix you should be using.
And don't give them all the prefixes because we still have to go through them.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right.
I've been
jumped
ahead.
Okay, so the next set of words begin with IM.
IM, that's also very common. IM 也是一个非常常见的表示否定的前缀啊，经常的出现。包括我们刚才说的有单独的 I 和 IR 的等等。But I am first.
Right. Okay.I am first.
Wait, I am first.
You're first in line, or you mean...
No.
Oh, okay.
You go.
Okay. All right, so we have balance.
Balance, 什么意思呢？平衡。Imbalance. 当然这里的 im 并不是 in, 而是 im.
That's right. So you would say, my life is very imbalanced, which means I don't have a balanced life, but you would say imbalanced.
How pathetic.
I know it is. It is. Just kidding. It's very balanced.
所以大家平时听到的可能是什么呢? Imbalance. 大家可能就想,哦,原来是 I-N-B-A-L-A-N-C-E. But no, it's not. It's I-M. Imbalance. 这个只不过后边那个 M 的尾音被吞掉了而已、啊、表示什么?不平衡。
Yes.Okay, so we have the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Mature.
I don't even know what that means.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Mature.
Oh, mature.
What do you think I said?
I thought you were speaking Chinese, to be honest.
Oh, God, Brian. That's pathetic.
No, you get me confused sometimes.
Oh, no.
Mature, 什么意思呢?成熟的。那 immature, 就是不成熟的。
Yes, Brian, can you behave immaturely. Okay, all right.
Can I behave immaturely?
Yes.
Of course I can.
Yeah, me too. Okay, next one is measurable.
measurable. 哎，这个 I am 啊，大家如果看到 am 开头的词，它的否定前面如果要加的话，一般都会是 I am 啊，这一点算是一个基本上可以通用的一个规则吧，有特例啊。我们回头有时间的话会说到 measurable 什么意思呢？可以衡量的，可以测量的。But if it's immeasurable, then it cannot be measured.
That's right, immeasurable, or it can't be measured, which means it's a very big amount, too big to measure.
Mm.
Yes, okay. And let's go to patient. Are you patient?
For some things I am, but for other things I'm very impatient.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, there's some things I'm very patient with and other things I'm very impatient with.
Mm.
Yes.
哎，这个 patient, impatient, 那就是我们说的有耐心的和没耐心的。You know, I was thinking about one word that could really be confusing to Chinese English learners is the word imagine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a prefix, that I am. That's part of the root, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's imaginable...then you can think about it, you can picture it.
Right, so the trick to this is, if you see an I am in front of the word, remove the I am and see if it's a root word.
Yeah.
If it is not a root word, then it is not, I am is not a prefix for the word, it's just how the word is spelled.
Yeah, that's what I also would suggest you do at the beginning.But later on, after doing hundreds or thousands of these, you would begin to have this kind of intuition about whether it is a prefix or not, or what it would mean. 比如说我们刚才说的这个 imagine,如果把 I am 去掉了变成什么了呢? Imagine, that's not a word, right?
No!
哎，所以说这个 imagine 是一个完整的词而不是一个前缀。Then what would be, well, maybe you were thinking I'm jumping ahead again, but what would be the opposite for the word imaginable?
So the prefix for that would be un, which would be unimaginable.
哎，所以说 imaginable.
And you are getting ahead of yourself.
的前缀是 un, 我又提前了啊，但是怎么办呢? I'm just too eager to teach you things.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go on.
Okay, so we have polite.
Polite, 非常礼貌的。那 impolite 就是不礼貌的。You don't want to be an impolite person.
Wow, so in Chinese you just say 不礼貌的。不礼貌的。Is that what you said? 不礼貌的。I said it backward.
Yep. 哎，礼貌的就是 polite, 不礼貌的。
Is that actually a word, what I just said?
It actually is.
Really?
Mm.
What did it mean?
Impolite.
No, the one before that. Maliza.
That one, I had no idea. That wasn't a word. Not a Chinese word, anyway.
I'm sure it wasn't another country.
Maybe Italian.
Maybe Italian, who knows? Okay, so let's go to probable.
Probable. 这个词大家听着可能有点耳生，什么叫做 probable? 但如果把它的副词拿出来，大家可能就非常的熟悉了。Probably.这个词大家听着就非常的耳熟了，就是可能的意思。那 probable 其实就是它的形容词形式，哎 ，probable 就是可能的。那不可能的呢，就是
what
improbable.
That's well, yeah. You looked at me like
no.
Okay. All right. Cool. Let's move to in.
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 哎，又到了新的一组前缀的时间了。不是 I am, 而是 I am. 哎，这两个其实有的时候容易搞混啊。但是呢，刚才教了一个大家的这个办法，至少是在 am 开头的词根之前，一般都是 I am. 我们来看 I am.
Okay, so some of these words might be a little bit sophisticated.
Yeah, let's try the more simple ones, let's just say.
There are none. Let's challenge our listeners, okay?
Okay.
So the first one would be adequate.
That was the first one that I came up in my head.
Really? Adequate? Because adequate means someone that is enough or something that is enough. So if someone says, Rosalie, do you want some coffee? I can say, well, I don't drink coffee. Or I can say, I've had an adequate amount of coffee, which means I've had enough.
you wouldn't say that. You would just say, oh, I already had enough.
Yeah, that's true.
但是 adequate 这个词如果大家学过了的话、啊、其实和 enough 很相像、啊、基本的就是足够量的这样一个意思。那它的反义的前缀就是 in, inadequate、哎、就是表示不足的 not enough.
That's right. And the next one would be capable.
Capable. Well, this is a relatively easier one.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier.
Capable 是什么意思呢？有能力的、啊、我可以做什么什么样的事情叫做 capable. 那它加上一个 in 的前缀 incapable 就是不能够做能力不足去做什么事情的、we would always want ourselves to grow up as a capable man,、
mm-hmm.
not incapable of doing certain things.
That's right.、
Mm.
Good, Brian. All right, we have decent.
Decent. Decent 这个词大家之前有听过吗、很好的非常或者说是非常优秀的非常绅士的等等 Decent. 那 indecent 是什么意思当然就是它的反义词、啊、就是不好的、啊、或者说是不够光彩的等等这种意思
Exactly.Okay, great.、Mm. I understood everything you just said.
Wow.
Yeah.、
Mm-hmm. Pretty decent.
听懂听懂 The next one is humane.
Humane. 这个词可能大家听着也不是很耳熟啊。这个到底是什么意思呢？它的名词呢，大家可能听的会更多一点，叫做 humanity. 这是它的名词。Humane 是它的形容词，表示什么呢？有人性的，人道的。如果大家经常看比如说有关于战争的这种新闻的话里边可能会出现它的反义词 inhumane
right exactly
不人道的 so, 没有人性的
yeah so if you're treating someone like an animal you're
oh
being,
don't
yeah you're being inhumane if you're not、mm. treating them nicely
yeah
yeah
humane means that you're doing something、as well a man and also、doing something with the virtue that a man should possess
Exactly.
And its opposite is inhumane.
Right.、
Mm.
Then we have active.
Active. 这个词大家肯定知道、啊、非常积极的非常活跃的。I'm pretty sure you're, or most of you are very active at school. But its opposite would be inactive or inactive.
Exactly. Inactive.、Mm. Good.、the next one would be sincere.
Sincere 这个词大家如果之前学过我们写信的时候可能要用到啊 Sincerely yours 等等等等 Sincere 就是它的形容词啊。那 insincere 就是你并不是那么诚心实意的这样一个意思 So if you're doing something I suggest you do everything sincerely
Exactly、
嗯、
The next one is formal
Formal 正式的 informalBut正式的 But informal doesn't have to be a bad thing. Like if you're having a party, you can ask all people, you don't have to be dressed up. You know, this is an informal party. So
exactly.
just dress whatever you like. Let's、mm-hmm. just have fun.
Exactly.、Mm. The next one is frequent.
Frequent. 这个词大家知道吧经常的、oh, Frequently 是它的副词 Infrequent.就是它的反义的形容词那 infrequently 就是它的反义的副词 So some of these、words and prefixes can be a little bit complicated
Yes.
But if you know the root words then it would be easier for you Just add either in, im, dis If you can detect any of these prefixes and its rootMost of the cases, it would mean the opposite to the root.
Right. Well, Brian, the next one is pretty easy,、
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to have you fill in the blank.
I'll try.
Rosalie is very sane. Brian is...
Even saner.
wrong.
sane.这个词啊其实大家可能见得更少 You know, it's interesting that this word doesn't really appear to Chinese people a lot、
really?
But its opposite is more oftenly seen
Yeah, in Chinese?
Not in Chinese
Oh
But in English for Chinese people
Oh, yes, yes,
Insane
yes. Oh, yeah, Brian's totally Nice.
Oh, thank you very much for telling the truth.
Yes, but I do know some insane people. That's, and even we say this as an expression in English, like if we're saying, oh my God, I can't believe it, we also say, wow, that's insane.
Mm.
Like it's not, you know, literally insane, of course. It's just how we use it to express ourselves.
That's an expression. But it's interesting that when I first learned the word insane, I thought it was a single word. But it was after, like, maybe 5 years, I heard the word sane. Then I knew insane was actually sane with a prefix, which means not sane. Sane 是什么意思? 理智的, 有理智的。 所以说 insane 才是等于 crazy 这样一个意思啊，非常疯狂的，非常不理智的。So that's how sane and insane works. So
yeah.
Next time you see that word, it's actually the root sane with the prefix in.
Right. Okay. So let's go to the next one, which would be complete.
Complete. Incomplete.
Good.
这两个词反义，一个表示完成了的，一个表示没有完成。
Accurate.
Accurate. 准确的,精确的, inaccurate, 就表示不准确,不精确.
Yes, and how about convenient?
Convenient, 这个词, 表示的, 我们之前其实讲过这个词不少遍了, 非常方便的, 那 inconvenient, 就是不便的, 不方便的. Like, maybe you will hear this when you're at a business meeting. Sorry for making this inconvenient for you.
Exactly.
非常长的一个词, 但是表示呢, 不好意思, 给你造成不便了, 其实就是这么简单的意思。 But you're right. This IN set of words are relatively more complicated.
Yeah, they are. Mm. Yeah, just a little bit. Okay, and then we have effective.
Effective. 这个是什么意思呢? 非常有效果的, 是这个 effect, 后边加上了一个后缀, so the root is effect. So we have, after that, I-V-E, effective, which means it's adjective, 有效果的. But if you add another I-N in front of it, ineffective, 就变成了无效的, 不成功的等等等等.
Yes, very, very good.
Mm.
Okay, so then we're going to discuss one last one today.
Sure.
Okay, so we're going to go with efficient.
Efficient. Inefficient. Efficient 是什么意思? 这个词我不知道朋友们是不是已经学过了或者见到过了。Efficient, 非常有效率的. And this is what your boss would want its employees to be.
Mm-hmm.
Very efficient. But if they're inefficient, well, your boss is not going to be happy about it.
No, absolutely not.
Mm.
So make sure that everything you do is efficiently done.
Efficient, efficiently, inefficient, 或者 inefficiently. 等等等等, 所以呢,今天我们聊了一些比较常见的前缀啊, we had D-I-S, we had I-N, we had I-M, but sometimes it could be a single I. That's the prefix, which means the same thing. 还有我们说了有IR的, 比如说irregular, irreplaceable, 等等等等, 这种在R开头的前面, 要加的前缀, 虽然表示同样的意思, 但要变成IR, double R, 等等等等. So these are some, well, not really simple prefixes, but these are some of the frequently used prefixes.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, these are very frequent, and of course, if you're going to make life easier for yourself, know the opposites.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, it's going to take some time. You know, don't be discouraged if you cannot understand all of these all at once. Take your time. After a few months, maybe a couple of years, you will feel a lot better.
Yes.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you for being with Rose and Brian. We'll see you the same time tomorrow.
Goodbye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。Tonight.
As long as I got my suit and tie, I won't leave it out on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up too, and I'm gonna show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like.
接下来您将听到 Reading Time 外语生活读书精彩。
Radio 774，
声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
Where you are, I'm gonna stay.
We went down in an airplane, five different suntans, fell in a cement mixer full of quicksand. Help me, help me, I'm no good at the dark. You made a shark underwater, fell in the water. I returned everything I ever put her. Help me, help me, I'm all out of line and ways to
播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 W.